Psalm 16. Preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust. That's what faith means, to trust in God. I have said unto the Lord, you are my Lord, and I have no other God apart from you. As for the believers who are in the earth, they are the excellent in whom is all my delight. So quite simply, the people you should delight in, whose friendship and whose company you should seek, are those who are the believers in the earth. That's what's important. And who you befriend is important because, as Paul says, bad company destroys good habits. You may be brought up in the good habit of praying every day, reading every day, reading the Bible every day, and yet once you start to mix with the wrong company, all those good habits go very easily, because it's hard to make good habits and it's very easy to lose them. And that often happens because people have friends who are the wrong people. Those who seek after other gods will have many sorrows. I will not take their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and of my cup. You maintain my lot. The lines have fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance. I will praise the Lord who has given me advice. Yes, my heart also teaches me in the night. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be moved. So this is what being a Christian looks like in practice, to be spiritually minded, to always be aware of God as if he is at my right hand. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices, and my flesh also shall sleep in hope, for you will not leave my body in the grave, neither will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. Now these words are quoted about Jesus, that because he didn't sin, his body was not left in the grave. So this person who is in view, who has God always before them, who has God always at their right hand and is never ever fazed by anything, this in the end is Jesus. And as he says, my flesh, my body will rest in hope. This is the hope of the resurrection. And that is the same with us, that we're all going to die. But when Jesus comes back, we will be resurrected. And because Jesus rose, we will. If we are baptized into Christ, if we've shared in his death and resurrection, you will show me the path of life. In your presence, there is joy forevermore. At your right hand, there is pleasure forevermore. So real pleasure is only that which is given to us by God. Now this is all about Jesus, isn't it? He was the one who didn't see corruption and who was resurrected from the grave. And then what happened? He went to heaven. And that, I think, is what this is talking about. In your presence is full joy. There are pleasures at your right hand. What's Jesus doing at God's right hand? He is offering up our prayers. That's what we read in Hebrews. And yet it says here that at the right hand of God there is pleasure. So it's the pleasure of Jesus to offer up our prayers. So that's a wonderful thought. But when you pray to God in Jesus' name, and Jesus is there interceding for you in heaven, he loves doing it. It's like, oh, great, he's praying again. Oh, she's praying again. Oh, I love talking to God about him or her. He doesn't just, as it were, translate our prayers from one language to another so that God sort of understands. Because, of course, God knows anyway whether or not he has Jesus interceding. But the idea is that I think Jesus is talking to God about us and says, oh, go on, give her this, give him that. Yep, he needs this little test or that big crisis to make him a bit more humble because we want to save him, don't we? And God is like, yeah, sure. So it's amazing that we should be so important to God and Jesus, that they should actually have conversations about us. It's wonderful. It is really wonderful how passionate God is about us. And because we don't see him visibly, we can easily think that, well, he's just wound the world up on clockwork and he's kind of somewhere else. But that's not the case. He is really, really involved in our lives.